brain's special sound skill. You're walking down a quiet street and suddenly you hear some footsteps. Undoubtedly, it means that there's someone around. But have you ever wondered why it occurs to us that it's someone else's footsteps, not ours? According to a new study published in the journal Nature in September, this phenomenon results from a function in our brain to ignore the noises we make ourselves. In order to explore how our brain does this, a group of scientists from New York University in the US carried out an experiment with mice at Duke University. In the experiment, researchers controlled the sounds a group of mice could hear, reported Science Daily. During the first several days, the mice would hear the same sound each time they took a step. This was just like running on a tiny piano, with each key playing the exact same note. Senior study author Richard Mooney, a professor of neurobiology at Duke University, told Live Science. Scientists found that their auditory cortex, the area of the brain that processes sound, became active at first, but decreased its response to the sound after 2 or 3 minutes, when the mice became familiar with it. It's almost like they were wearing special headphones that could filter out the sound of their own movements. David Schneider, an assistant professor at the Center for Neuroscience at New York University, told HuffPost. But once the sound changed, their auditory cortex became active again. This suggests that the sensory filter in a mouse's brain could help it detect new sounds or abnormal noise in the environment easily after tuning out familiar sounds, according to Science Daily. For mice, this is really important, said Snyder. They are prey animals, so they really need to be able to listen for a cat creeping up on them, even when they're walking and making noise. As important as it is for a mouse's survival, the ability to ignore movement-related noises is also useful for humans when it comes to complex tasks such as playing an instrument. According to Snyder, the ability to ignore the expected consequences of our movement gives us the extra cool ability to detect when we've got it wrong. So, if I play the piano just right, I hear it, but my auditory cortex is pretty silent. But when I play it wrong, I get a much larger response. So, our brain could be telling us, hey, that didn't sound right. Maybe I should move my fingers a little different next time, Snyder told HuffPost.